Greetings, greetings. Good day, good dawning, good evening, good night to all of you beautiful people. This is Chief Yuya, of course, and we are on the Orisha channel. And, you know, last segment that I came on, I had shared a message that came in via my inbox from what I would call a irresponsible individual. I don't know the person, you know, you'd have to listen to, let me just say this, listen to the last The Orisha video on the YouTube channel or on the Orisha podcast and you get the background. But of course, as you know, I received a message and as many of you indicated in the comments, common message that many of you have received from a fake social media priest or priestess looking to extract funds from you, you know, for work or readings or whatever. So, of course, after I posted the video, you know, a lot of people kind of had something to say, you know, in terms of like, yeah, this has happened to me and I've gotten those messages before. I don't really get a lot of them because I actually don't really have too many social media accounts. I have a Facebook page, but you can't send messages to it. And then the other pages are handled by my staff. So I don't really, I don't get too much of that. And my IG, I pretty much just keep it for business. So, but this person obviously just went for this, which is a beautiful thing because it allows us an opportunity to learn something. And that's all I'm using this for. So, you know, and I'm going to shut it down soon, but I received some more responses from this individual on Tuesday. And of course you, will be seeing the screenshots on your screen, you know, so that way you can kind of follow along a bit. But, I think I left us off with on Sunday, at 3 a.m., I had gotten a message that said, my son, it is very important we do the sacrifice on time. The ancestor is ready to help you now, so don't miss the chance. And again, this is from a priestess, Ifayemi Osunwami. Let me see. Actually, let me confirm the last name. Yeah. Priestess Ifayemi Awosanmi. Yeah, I will send me. I didn't remember if it was an Oshun last name or not, but so got the full priest name. You know, if anybody knows what Yemi means, but Yemi is like a priest holder. You know, so Ifayemi, you know, Awo, again, the priest, san me, support me, you know, or aid me. Awo san me, Awo is mystery. Awo is what we also call our ministers in this tradition. You know, some of you may look at them as ministers or maybe even a pastor, you know. But so when you hear that, Ifa ye mi, Awo san me, that's like, whoa, okay. Whoa, you're on it. But the individual's IG name is just priestess_Ifayemi. And like I said, I think the last segment I had shared the message that I received at 3 a.m. And then I said, you know what? I'm not even going to respond. I'm going to wait till some of you guys get back to me and you tell me how I should go at it. So I chose to use our brother Lo, the scholar, his response, which was to take the baby mama angle, which I thought was a good one because, again, a lot of times when people come to me to do work, that's what they're talking about. My ex-wife, my ex-husband, my children's father. It's, you know, again, always a lot of ways to not own up to accountability. And I'm going to tell you why, because sometimes what I say to people, they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, my ex is doing work on me. And I say, well, how do you know that? Because I can feel it or their family is into that. That doesn't really mean anything because just because your family is into something doesn't mean that you're any good at it. I know a lot of families who are into Islam and are into Christianity, but do not pick up the Quran and do not pick up the Helios Biblios, you know, or the Apocrypha or any of the other works. They just don't pick them up, you know. So just because you're around something or it doesn't mean anything. And then on top of that, it takes a certain level of skill to actually do effective work. And that level is few and far between, you know. And then here's the other thing. A lot of times I'll say, OK, so are their family in a tradition? And they'll say, no, they're Christians. But, you know, back home or, you know, they're from Jamaica or they're from Trinidad or they're from Nigeria, the Congo. So back home, they do these sort of things. And then I say things like this: if they weren't in-depth enough, and I mean in-depth in terms of invested enough, to actually be a part of these spiritual systems, what makes you think that they're any good at doing any work on anyone? So they're so strong in an indigenous system that they decided to go be Catholics and Christians. It doesn't even make sense, right? So a lot of times people just want to avoid accountability. You know, this one's doing juju on me, that one, you know, and you don't know what you're talking about. And the person who's telling you that they might be doing juju, they also don't know what they're talking about. You see, you're doing juju on yourself. You're hypnotizing yourself. So that was a good angle because, yeah, a lot of people come at me with that and they walk away upset because they want me to do work on people or they try to give me their story and then I'm supposed to get excited. Yeah, you know, my baby's father, he did this and he did that and he threw me down a flight of steps. So I want you to do something so he can never see his children again. You mess around, tell me something like that, I'll do something to you. So anybody who has ever comes at me trying to get me to extract or to separate one parent from another, don't be surprised if things start falling apart in your life quickly. You know, that's not something I do. And this is a great example. So I'm going to show you something that I did and I'm going to walk us through it. Right. So I responded to this individual. Still don't know if it's male or female. And this was Tuesday, 9:27 a.m. Today is Thursday. It's Thursday, about 5 p.m. Eastern. So I responded Tuesday, 9:27 a.m. after the last correspondence was on Sunday. Right. That was after I did the little video. And I said, Ia, I am going through a situation with my child's mother. Can we talk so that I can have something done? I meant to say, can we talk on WhatsApp? I actually messed that up. I was typing fast because what I was going to do was record this individual on WhatsApp and then put that in the video. So I kind of messed it up. But either way, so the individual, male or female, responded, what's the matter with her, my son? Now, I want you to make a note again, calling me her son again. Now, yes, I'm saying Ia, but, you know, we know the game. I hope we know the game. And if you don't know it, you're going to know a good amount of it by the time I'm done with you. All right. Yeah, you know my phone is always going off in the background. You know, an owl's work is never done. But anyway, so then I said, okay, I said, these are all lies. Of course, you know, I'm lying the entire time. She or he is lying, I'm lying. So I said, I had a dream about her doing juju on me. And then I was told by someone that she has put a hex on me and she has cursed my family. I can feel something is not right. And I think I need something done about this too. So what I'm doing here is I'm showing my ignorance. Number one, she put a hex on me, right? And I was told by someone that she put a hex on me and she has cursed my family, right? So third party. It doesn't mean anything. And I hear these things all the time. People come at me with this all the time. I heard so-and-so did this to me. I heard so-and-so. And then what I start looking at, well, let's look at your lifestyle. Because you're probably hexing yourself because you're not living intelligently. And when you start studying or living Ifa lifestyle or living Orisha lifestyle, you should then be creating better effects for yourself because you're investing in better causes through your intelligence. That's what should be happening because your character gets developed more and more as you read the Patakis, as you read the stories, as you learn about the energies and how they interact, then you learn how to better act like a divine person, which will then yield divine results. That should have been the response, right? Who said she's doing juju on you? Who said she cursed your family? What tradition is she a part of? How does she do it? See, none of these questions are asked, right? So her response was, let me do a protecting bead for you or a protecting soap and make sure we also perform the sacrifice as well. I tell you, everything will be fine with you. See this BS? Total garbage. For all the juju and curse she put on, I will work against it. She wrote agent, but I'm sure it's against it. And if you want me to send back to her, look at that. I can do as well, my son. Your life is saved by the power of the ancestor. Nothing shall happen to you. Yeah, this garbage. Nothing shall. Now she's speaking in like King, like she's the King James, the King's English. Nothing shall happen to you. All you need to do right now is send money. Yeah. All you need to do right now is send money so that I can get the material needed to start to work against all of this. I will invite other priestesses to join me in a temple to perform the sacrifice and to work against your protection as well, my son. You hear this nonsense? Now think about what the last line she said. I'm sure she mistyped, but maybe she didn't. And to work against your protection as well, my son. This absolutely would work against my protection. Doing something this stupid. Doing something this idiotic. Sending someone $100 who just jumped into my inbox over the internet to make me a protecting bead. Or to make me some protecting soap. How am I supposed to get this soap? I have no idea. What's in the soap? I have no idea. Why can't I make it myself? I have no idea. See, charms and talismans. And for $100, you're going to do all of that. You're going to reverse and send energy back to this person. So if I said, well, her name is yada yada, right? Then what are you going to do? You going to put that name in a hat? You going to pee on that name, put it in a jar? You going to nail it to something inside the shrine? You going to put a fetish on top of it? You going to put it into the mouth of a dog? What are you going to do with that name? And the fact that I might even express the name to you and say I want ill done to this person or return what they have done to me, which is not the way to do this, just because I'm feeling some type of way, now I want to go hurt the other person. How many times do I get those calls? My boss on my job is messing with me. I need you to do something. So he gets fired and he just get the F out of here with that. Get a different job. Start your own business. How about this? Stop coming into work late. Stop being a jackass on the job. Make better decisions and then you'll create a better destiny. It is the Ori that holds the keys to your destiny. It is thoughts that create destiny. Good thoughts. Arumila told us that character is all that is requisite. Character. But you want to do charms and rituals, and you see what happens when you do that? I had Sister Celeste, one of my students, said something so profound once, and I repeated a lot, but I just loved what she said. It was during a student panel we were doing, and she said, some people end up getting conned because they're looking for con people. You know, and I'm paraphrasing. I probably need to go back and listen to it, because she said it so much flyer than how I just said it. But basically, she was saying that people find dishonest priests and whatnot because they have dishonest intention. And they're looking for someone who can fulfill or accommodate the dishonest intention. But a lot of times, you're not aware of what comes along with that. You see? So if we just look at this, let me do a protecting bead. Well, how would the bead protect me if I'm not even invested or aligned with the frequency of this tradition? And I still don't even know what the heck the tradition is. I just know what your name is. Or protecting soap. To do what with? I'm going to clean myself with the soap. What kind of mindset do I need to have? You haven't even asked me what my tradition is. I may be a card-carrying member of the Church of Satan. So what mindset am I going into with this soap or this bead with? You see? Now, I know that everything this person is saying is made up, but the reason I'm making a thing out of it, because I know you've received messages like this from people who actually are initiated. But like I said, I don't want to say it's a fake priestess. It's just not a bona fide one. You see? And then for all the juju and curse she put on you, I would work against it. Well, who says she put juju and curse on me? I said I had a dream about it. I said someone told me that. But how did you confirm that that really actually happened? So you're now going to start invoking energies inside of this quote unquote temple, which I know you're lying about. You're going to start invoking energies against a cause and you don't even know if the cause is valid. That's another one. How many of you at times have come to me and told me one thing and then walked away upset because I told you it was another thing and wouldn't do the work that you wanted me to do? Someone asked me for a cleansing yesterday because they're having trouble on their job the other day. I need a cleanse. I need you to come and do a cleansing. It was a woman, and I said, well, first off, I don't take orders from women, so you can calm that down a little bit. Second off, you're not a priest or a priestess. You don't know what the hell you need. That's why you get a consultation. You know, and at the end of the day, I knew she didn't need a cleansing. But that's just what she knows. She doesn't know anything else. And then she had her man there, and her man was like, yeah, you know, we need you to do this cleansing. Y'all don't get out my face with your goofy selves. You see, your problem is not that you need a cleansing because she's having financial issues and issues with her landlord. Your problem is because you got financial issues, you ain't paid your rent. So now because you ain't paid your rent, you're getting upset with your landlord for putting notices on your door because the place ain't free. And you're having financial issues because you're hard-headed and stubborn. You don't need a cleanse. You need a good talking to. And you need to be obedient to what's said to you. You see? So this person hasn't even found out. Is someone really doing juju on you? Is someone really cursed your family? Which is very difficult to do, by the way. Very difficult to do. But of course, they're feeding into my stupidity. That's why I said I responded in a way to show my ignorance. Then she said, I will. All you need to do right now is send money. I mean, that doesn't really need explanation, right? Bitch, where's my money? You need to get my money. Give me my money. You know, she probably popped her collar when she typed that, you know. But get me my money, and I can do them and get the materials needed to start to work against all of this. Well, if my situation is that bad, why do you need materials? Why can't you just work? Why can't you just pray for me? See, this is the problem with diasporic practitioners. A lot of times, people in the diaspora don't study and they don't want to be a part of the culture. They just want to take and rob and pillage from the culture of Ifa and the culture of Orisha. But they don't really want to learn the setting and the bedrock of what the culture is and represents and why these things. You know, sometimes I'll hear people say things in Yoruba over here and they think they're saying something really profound and divine. And they don't understand. You're not really. You're just saying it in Yoruba. You know, that's all. You're just saying it in Yoruba. You know, so just like a person who may speak Yoruba, they may say something to us in their language and then we, you know, it's like watching someone create fire from their hands. You know, we don't have an understanding of how to manipulate that element. So because of our ignorance, we think we're looking in the face of our gods. You know, check out the movie Quest for Fire. Look at the end. When he sees, you know, the Africans make fire and he starts crying because he couldn't make fire at that time. They could only steal it. And he saw him make fire. He started crying like he was looking at God. Like he was looking at God. Like he was looking at God, you know. So the thing is, that understanding, that knowledge of an element gives you that control and that deityhood over the element. You see, so we a lot of times don't want to get knowledge of Nigeria, get knowledge of West Africa, get knowledge of Ghana and Gambia and Senegal and Mali and all of these regions, even before they were chopped up by the English and the Portuguese, you know, and the French. You know, we don't want to get knowledge of these areas to understand why certain things are sacred and why certain things are avoided and what things we shouldn't even do. That, because like I said, what messes people up a lot of times is tradition. Well, this is what we've always done, you see. So you got people who are over on that side and they know how to play you. They know how to use that against you because you're lazy and don't want to learn anything and you want everything yesterday. So they know how to play you out, you know. So, like she said, I will invite other priestesses to join me in the temple for $100. Now, granted, $100 translates, I don't know how many naira that is. I don't remember. But I know I can do a lot with $100 across the water. And a local can do even more. But still, right? So then I said, okay, Ia, I will, right? I'm keeping her on the hook. Let me ask you. What spiritual tradition are you initiated into? I see your name is Ifayemi. Are you an Iyanifa? Now, why did I ask, are you an Iyanifa? Ifayemi is a priest name. It's a priest is the name of a priest. When you see that Yemi, that's you're dealing with a priest. Okay? So, and then you know what Ifa is, right? Now, if you don't know that's what the name means, and I've seen people do this before, I got a friend by the name of Ifayemi, and she just liked the name, right? So if you don't know why certain names are chosen and why certain names are carried, like for instance, I had to get a tongue lashing the other day from a good friend of mine in a store. I was going by a Nigerian food store to pick up a couple of things for some work. And she was like, Haru, she said, she's out in Brooklyn. She was like, why don't you ever use your Ifa name? And I was like, man, I don't want to explain this. I'm not in the mood. I just want, you know, I didn't really want to get all into it. But I was like, well, I started to explain it, but she knew exactly where I was going. I said, well, you know, I said, sis, there's a lot of people on this side of the water who they use Ifa in the wrong way. And they have made a bad name for Ifa. And as soon as I said that, she said, oh, I say no more. She said, I understand. And she's Yoruba. She's like, I get it. I already know where you're going with this. Say no more. I said, good, because I really didn't want to have to explain it. In certain circles, I do use my Ifa name, but mainly I don't. And it's because of several things, but one of which is association, right? And I've been highly criticized for that. He calls himself Haru. You know, you can't mix systems. That's a comedic name. I don't think he's a real Babalao. Okay, well, that's that. If it's all in a name, then you should go get with Priestess Ifayemi. Awosanmi. Get with Ifayemi, Awosanmi. If it's all in the name, right? So again, I said, are you an Ianifa? She said, and Ianifa means mother who has Ifa or mother who has Fa, right? And I said, are you in? I said, so the first question was, what spiritual tradition are you initiated into? I see your name is Ifayemi. Are you in Ianifa? She says, Orumila. Sort of answers the question. Kind of doesn't. Because you didn't tell me your lineage. See, when people, the right people, and if y'all just jump on a comment, I'm not answering you. But when the right people who can ask me that question, I tell them, like, yeah, this is who initiated, this is my lineage. This is my home. My home is here on the continent, right? Where I actually literally have home, physically, right? But either way, you know, Arumila. So I didn't want to push because I'm trying to play dumb. I said, okay, good. Do I need to send you money for a reading to do? I meant to say, so you can cast Odu. I typed that wrong. So I said, okay, good. Do I need to send you money for a reading to do? You can cast Odu, ? Now, you see, do you see what I'm doing? I don't know if you understand what I'm doing. She was supposed to, Ben did a reading and cast Odu. Ben! But I'm just trying to see what the response is. I'm slowly closing the cage. Slowly. You know, sometimes when you find a stray cat or something, or you got a varmint in your yard and you're trapping it, and you got to slowly, slowly, slowly close that cage. Slowly. So I'm giving her opportunity to do the right thing, because in this moment she could have said, yes, send me some money for a reading so I can cast Fa, so I can do Da'afa and make a proper determination as to what Ebo or Adimo or Tutu needs to be done for you. Nope. So she said, my son, back to my son garbage again. The sacrifice consists of some traditional materials, like what? Some traditional materials, which I will buy them in the local market here. I said, okay. So again, I'm not pushing. So I said, okay, so good. I do not need Da'afa. Now, the reason I'm typing these things in this message is to let this fool know I know more than you might think, but now you're letting me know that you don't know anything. You probably don't even know what these words are. Telling on yourself. You know, and I want you to understand that constant, my son garbage. That's because so many of us in the diaspora are so emotionally empty inside because of a lack of familial grounding. We don't have family that we can identify with that are either in these traditions or who even love us. Most of us come from very dysfunctional beginnings. You know, even if we have families or grandparents who were together for 20, 30 years or whatever, if you were born here on this landmass, you're dysfunctional. Your mama's dysfunctional. Your grandmama's dysfunctional. Your great-grandmama is dysfunctional. You can't come up in a prison or on a plantation and come out unscathed. That just does not happen. And there are people who live in other places that as soon as they see us, they can smell it on us. We think we're good because we're conscious and we got our beads on and this and that, and we changed our name and so forth and so on. But even like when we go to meet other people in other countries and we want to marry them, half the time we can't even get our families to meet their families and do a proper courting procedure, presenting dowry and bride price. Most of the time we can't even do anything like that. Why? Because we come from dysfunctional families. I wrote a book about it. Want to read it? Here you go. Solutions for Dysfunctional Family Relationships, right? So they know that already. So they push the EI my godmother, my godfather, and that stuff ain't even traditional. You have elders traditional. You have teachers, you have elders. But all of that, and then you do have people that will call you my nephew or my niece or, you know, even my son. Like I have, that's nothing, I'm going to leave that out. I'm going to leave my people out. But I have a lot of family. Let's just put it that way. Over me and under me. I got a lot of family because that's traditional, you know, back home. But that's not going to happen really if you're considered a foreigner. They may call you auntie and things like that just because of your age. But when you're a part of a community, a part of a township, a part of a village, and I mean really a part of it, then when they call you uncle or they say, oh, your daughter is coming, she's coming up the road, it means something different. It really means something different. You see, because now it's just not auntie, uncle. You know, when that little girl comes or that boy comes and they might even be so young and they say, you know, Baba, you know, or Ia, they really say, you're my father. You're my mother. It doesn't happen as easily as you might think because you have to be accepted. You know, no one's going to call an alien a family member unless they're trying to play you out. And most of the time, the way we move, even on a continent, we move like aliens to them. They love our swagger. They love our style. They love the whole Black American thing, quote unquote, you know, and I understand. But they love it, you see. So they want to emulate it, but they're not really trying to familiarize themselves in a way where they become family with it. And a lot of you men and women need to keep that in mind when you're going over there snatching up mates. It's a common thing. A lot of women, you get to an age over here where it's just not really happening for you. So you somehow miraculously, as soon as you went to, you know, Ghana or Nigeria or wherever or Congo, all of a sudden now some man want to marry you. But then you get upset later, whether it's a year later, 2 years later, when you find out he got other women, he got other wives. Because ultimately, people want to be with their own kind. People want to be with their own kind. And same thing for you men who say, yeah, I'm going to go to the continent and get me one of them sisters, man, because they're green and they're wholesome and this and that. But are you? Are you wholesome? You want to go back there and get this woman who's going to do all these traditional things for you. But traditionally, what are you doing? Do you even know about her tradition? Do you have a tradition of your own that you can pull her into and speak to her uncles and her father and her mother and say, well, listen, this is what I practice. This is what she would be converted into. But let me know, you know, a part of my bride price. Let me know the things that I need to do. Do you have that dowry ready? Are you ready to put that young girl through school? Right. That's a whole nother conversation. But anyway, so I'm saying that's why all this, she's hitting all this. My son, my son, my son, my son. I have a mother and father. I got aunties. I got uncles. I'm good. And I'm not starving for, I'm not deprived of that, you see. But many are, and that's used against them. So, yeah, so she said, oh, so I said, okay, so good. I do not need the offer. Thank you. Wait, no. Okay. Right. She said, my son, the sacrifice consists of some traditional materials, which I'll buy them in the local market here. I said, okay, so good. I do not need the afa. Thank you. How did you know what ritual I need? You see what I'm doing? I'm dropping a hint. Dropping the hint. Come on, clown. You still ain't did no divination. You still ain't did no divination. I'm dropping the hint. How did you know what ritual I need? She said, and then I said, I have to go back into my job, but I will get to this right away. After work, I will go to the bank to send the funds. What name should I send them to? You see, I distracted her a little bit by talking about money because I didn't want her to get too suspicious. She didn't respond how she knew what ritual I needed, right? She said, I will send you my goddaughter account to you. I said, okay, thank you. Then she said, I want to go and pray. I think she meant to type P-R-E-Y. She probably got another sucker on the hook. So then I said, okay, I will wait for the information. So then she gave me an account number. It's on the screen. I'm not even going to say it out loud. It's a name and everything. I don't know who this person is. And it could be her. It could be her. You know, you'll see it on the screen. I'm not blanking nothing out. I'm not protecting anybody. but I'm just not going to read it out. I don't feel to do that. So gave me a name, a bank, and an account number. So then she said, let me know when you send it so that I can send my goddaughter to the market to get the materials. She said, you should also send me your full name. Yeah. Picture that. So I said, okay, I will do everything at the same time. Thank you, Ia. So then yesterday at 12:46 p.m., right, 12:46 p.m., she said, blessings, my son. Here we go with the son BS again. Why have I not heard from you again? Oh, because you're a con woman. But don't worry, you're going to hear from me. Just not how you think. She said, my son, what happened? She's getting thirsty now because she knows she got that, you know, she already tasting the food in her mouth that $100 is going to buy. She could taste it in her mouth and the new watch she's going to buy, or she might go out to the store and buy herself a new cell phone. Yeah. And then she's going to hit me up for some more money. I need money. So she said, my son, what happened? Don't be confused about yourself, my son. Don't be confused about myself. Oh, I'm not confused. Clearly she is, because she's playing with fire. She's playing with fire. Not only are you imposturing yourself in a certain way in a tradition, and this person may be initiated. I doubt if they're initiated, but they may be initiated. But we take certain charges when we initiate into Ifa. You can't do certain things after you put your word. I'm not talking about we have spirits over us checking us. I'm not saying that. But once you put a charge out that you're going to represent a certain thing to the community, and then you oftentimes shed blood over the charge. You make a blood covenant. You make a blood pact with archetypes of the energy saying, this is what I'm going to represent. And then you do this nonsense. What do you think you're doing to yourself? That's why I told y'all, y'all could look far and wide. Ask anybody, hey man, is Chief Yu Ya ripped you off or done this or that? You're not going to hear nothing. And I'm not saying I have a perfect track record. We all start somewhere. But nothing I ever did was swindling anyone, anything like that. You're not going to find anything like that. You may find some other stuff that I don't really care about. You know, you may find a bunch of other stuff. You know, like I said, we all start. I wasn't always Chief Yu Ya, and we all start somewhere. But even when I was at my most uncivil, at my most, maybe one could even say mischievous, never took advantage of anyone. That was never my thing, to take advantage of anybody. You see, I don't need that karma. So she said, don't be confused about yourself, my son. And I said at 4:34 today, I'm not, Ia. I am ready. I just have to take care of something with my house first. So I had to wait until my payday, which is tomorrow. My boss couldn't advance me the funds for you. Yeah, you know, I'm lying about everything. That's why it's time for me to shut this down, because I'm slowly becoming the uncivilized savage that she is by continuing the game. So I'm about to shut it down in a real cool way, which I'll do when I do like a part three video. But you see, she's getting thirsty now. What happened to you, my son? Don't be confused about trying to play mind games, you see. And that's why it's so important that a lot of us, we want to jump up and get initiated and this and that, and we don't know what any of these things mean. What does initiation mean? What does it mean to be a priest or a priestess? And if anybody can get initiated for a couple of $1,000, does it really mean anything? If somebody says, I'm a priest, so you went through a process. So what? Do you have the character of a minister? Minister means to serve. So do you have the character of a servant? Do you have the life track record of serving? Or did you just get a couple $1,000 and went somewhere and had somebody do a bunch of stuff to you and with you, and now you come back and want us to bow at your feet? Nah. See, for those of us in the diaspora, we got to be smarter than that, man. Because you got a lot of people across the waters that have no love for you whatsoever, and you're romanticizing what it's like over there. For those of us who have spent a lot of time on the continent, or who go back and forth a lot to the continent, we know, ask somebody who's been there. You thinking that you're going to get off the plane and somebody's going to come up to you crying, saying, oh, Omo Wale, the child has returned, No, that's not going to happen. You're going to get off the plane, it's hot. You're going to get bustled into the airport, bustled into immigration. Customs. And when you go through immigrations and customs, they're probably going to try, and they've been locking a lot of this down lately, but they might try to get you for a little money. They say, oh, brother, be a blessing for me. You know, try to go through your bag, pull you to the side, and then you got to go hard on them. Then as soon as you get out the airport, after you go through the rigmarole, then it's going to be a bunch of people with taxis right outside of Lagos Airport. And they're going to be, taxi, hey, my man, hey, America, where you going, man? Hey, where you going, brother? Come. Hustling. Nobody's crying. Nobody's going to hold you up to the moon or to the sun and say, behold, the only thing greater than yourself. None of that's going to happen. I promise you, it's not going to happen. Okay, so we got to get out of our minds this hyper romanticizing, because those of us in the diaspora have created some cool things too that the world wants to emulate and follow. There's some cool things happening here too. You know what I mean? So you don't have to completely abase yourself, especially considering most of the time you're talking to people who are forsaken the ancient ways anyway. You the one carrying the consciousness. It's you. You know, you think you're going to go over there and get all of this great culture, you're going to be shocked. So you have to keep your wits about you at all times. And you know, don't go into anything blindly. No different than how some of you may participate in the church here or the masjid. And you go into it blindly because, well, pastor said this and pastor said, stop being an idiot. That's why you got a brain in your big head. Use it. And that's why you got a heart. You got a heart. You got a sacral chakra. You got a gut. You know, you got a head. And you need to use all four of those points when you're making decisions, because there's always an energy that rises up in each of those centers. Each of them. That's why a lot of times when we're in situations that we know we're not safe in, the first thing we do is cross our legs. Or put our hands down in front of us, covering our genitals, getting ready to protect our vital organs, because we know something ain't right. You see, subconsciously, we start giving ourselves those clues and we don't listen to them. We don't listen. Why? Because we want a quick and easy way out. We want to remain stupid. We want to use words like hexes and curses and juju and ancestors and don't even know. How many people can even define the word ancestor? You see? How many people even know where the word juju comes from and what juju is? Or Ifa, or Orisha, or Iya, or Baba, or Babala, or we could go on and on and on and on and on and on. And there are people who will use you. Who will use you. You will perish because of your lack of knowledge. You will perish because of your lack of wisdom. And that's what's happening. You see? because you're forsaking the value of the consciousness that you have. That's why when sometimes people try to talk to me about, oh, tradition, get the F out my face. You don't know what tradition is. You don't know when it begins. And what separates an Ewe from a Yoruba or a Hausa from an Igbo? Aren't they all the same people? So at what point did one say, hey, we're this over here. We don't eat like you. We don't even talk your language. And we're this over here. We don't eat like you. We don't talk your language. So why is it that they were able to create different traditions? Why is it that when invaders came and split people up on the continent and drew lines down certain regions that now people said, well, heck, the line is there. So we're going to start our tradition from that line, from the border of the line. Why is that acceptable? But it's not acceptable for us to speak about the traditions that we've created here on North American soil. You see, and I'm not talking about being Americanized. Don't be Americanized. I'm still talking about original people and original culture. And I'm also acknowledging that one of the reasons why someone from the continent may come at me sideways like that is because they know that I'm not them. They know I'm not Nigerian, just like I'm not American. But even when my ancestors were living in Nigeria, they were not Nigerian. Those of us in the diaspora are spiritually and genetically different. And I know you don't want to hear that. I know that. We're different. We even evolve at a different pace and a different rate than our continental brothers and sisters. Because spiritually and genetically, we're different. Not just because of the Ma'afa and the inbreeding and the mixing of different tribes. We were different before. And that's one of the reasons why, number one, it was so easy to spot us out. And it was also so easy for some to say, yeah, I'll sell you a couple of those. Get them the F up out of here. And why so many want us back so badly now? Talk about the year of return, right? I think I've mentioned that before. Coming from that 1619 now to that 2019. But you do know that they brought enslaved Africans over here before 1619. We have reports of that back in the 1500s. Of course, you already knew that. So, of course, you know that the year of return is actually not 2019. And, of course, you've already thought about it and said, well, why do they keep pushing 1619 to 2019? I mean, I know you know already. So I don't need to speak about it. But maybe I'll speak about it in another video for those who didn't go to class that day. All right. So this is Chief Yuya. This has been the Orisha podcast and channel. I probably will turn this to a podcast, the same podcast. And, you know, I'll do one more. My last installment of this will be me finally shutting it down. All right. So until such time, everyone be well, be well, be well. Odabo. Peace. All right. So I thought we were done, but just when you didn't think it could get any better, as I was getting ready to make some moves, I got a response from this individual again. So I'm going to add these into this video. All right. Because I'm trying to actually get out the door. I have to go travel to meet with some people to do some spiritual work, some real spiritual work for somebody that I was hired to do. So I think the last message was, I'm not, when she said, don't be confused about yourself, my son. Then I said, I'm not here. I'm ready. I just have to take care of something with my house first. So I had to wait until my payday, which is tomorrow. My boss couldn't advance me the funds for you. She replied and said, okay. And she said, my son, you need to act fast. See, here we go. So I said, I am Ia. It is the first thing I will do when I deposit my check. I want my ancestors to help me. She said, the ancestors shall visit you with what you need, my son. Oh, she's still typing. As I'm reading this out to you, I wish I could do some type of live screenshot. It'd make it easier. But anyway, So I see her typing. So she said, "The ancestor shall visit you with what you need, my son." Then she asked, "Do you know about World Remit?" I said, "Yes, I saw that I can pay online, but there is an office close to my job, so it will be faster." She said, "Okay." And she's typing something now. Oh, she said, "So when you are done, send," you heard it come through just now, that's her. She says, "So when you are done, send the screenshot to me." And she's still typing something. I don't know what it is, but you see, she's pressing now for the funds, for the money, and the ancestor shall visit you with what you need, my son. You know, again, the con game continues. And never a question, never an investigation of my character, never an investigation of my lifestyle or what I may be doing that's creating any type of calamity or confusion in my own life, because that doesn't matter when you're dealing with a phony. You know, all that matters is what they're going to get out of you. And really, it's like I said in another segment, she's still typing, so let's see what comes next. It's that culture of affirmation constantly. You're right. There's no way you could possibly be wrong. Whatever's going on with you is not your fault. Okay, so that's the next one just came in. She said, "So that I can send my goddaughter to the market to get the materials." Okay, so I'm just going to type "no problem" because I'm tired of going back and forth with this fool. No problem. No, I'll just say, "I will do that. I will do that as soon as I get, as soon as I send it. I will send the screenshot. Then I'm going to say, I will try to do it at my lunch break, at my lunch break." Okay, so let me screenshot that. The reason I'm shutting this down too is I'm getting tired of doing all the screenshotting. You know, but yeah, you know, so again, no questions about my character. Who am I? Who is this guy? You know, what has he possibly created for himself? That's not the concern. That's not even the thought. The only thought is, you know, the affirmation culture. This is your year. Like I always say, your breakthrough is coming. They say all of that crap. And those people who have prayed on your downfall, let them know that no weapon against me, formed against me, shall prosper. Because this year is your year of coming out. You've been down too long. You know, all that BS. It's total BS. At what point is your behavior addressed? At what point is your character addressed? At what point is the things that you do that create problems for yourself addressed? Never. She's still typing. She typed okay, and she's still going. She either she real thirsty, or I'm real good. So I'm gonna read this last one, and then I gotta go. I gotta go. I ain't got time to be playing around with this person all day. But I'm gonna wait till the last one comes through. Then maybe I'll give a response because I don't want her to think I'm ignoring her. I'll say something like, I'm going to say, what time is it? 5. I'm going to say, okay, I have to go and help my elder or something right now. Yeah, I'll say something like that because I ain't going to be sitting here all day with you. But, you know, like I said, there's never a commentary on how we're actually behaving. And let me tell you guys something. That's more important than everything you want to learn about different spirits and different rituals and different ceremonies. What's more important in this day and time, and with the diasporic melanin-rich individual needs in this day and time, is sane culture. Oh, she said, "The power of the ancestor covers you, my son." You see, she took forever to type that because she's really trying to work me. Watch this. I'm going to say, "I can feel it. I know things are going to get better. I know things are going to get better after you do the work in the temple. Thank you again. Then I'm going to say, I have to go now to... Now I'm going to say, I have to go now to drive my family to... I don't want to say the church. To drive my elder. I'll just say that. And then, of course, she'll probably just say, okay. Hopefully, I ain't got to screenshot that. The last, her last thing will probably be okay. Or like, okay, or something like that. Or, okay, hurry up and send that money. Popping collars. You know what I'm saying? I pops my collar. You know what I mean? And I spit this game and get this $100 about this lane. You dig? So, you know. Yeah, she's working. But like I said, that's the problem when you live in a culture where you're so arrogant and your ego is so out of control that you can't be taught anything. You know, and everything that's said has to be something you heard before. I mean, you all have seen that on this channel a lot. That's not what I heard. That's not what my elder told me. You know, so arrogant and your ego is so fragile. Here's another thing. A lot of times people's egos are so fragile that they can't admit that someone else is smarter than them. It's impossible. You know, through school, you was a straight F student. You were in every remedial course in college. Someone comes along and says something that you never heard. And you looking at them like they're stupid. I had a friend like that years ago. Used to do that to me whenever I would eat. He used to eat like just take a big ham. He would go to the supermarket and you know how they like sell the hams in the plastic. Like we would go get something to eat. He would just go get the whole ham and just eat it just like that with a knife, not even a fork, just a knife and eat the ham, right? And like I would sometimes he'd come by my place, you know, and I'd be blending up or juicing like some green juice, you know, or so I have some wood root tonic, you know, stuff like that. And he'd always like look at it like I'd have a glass of green. I'm not offering you any, you know, so just sit down and, you know what I mean? Don't bring that ham up in here, but sit down and I'll be there in a second. And he'd be like, what's this? Every single time, what's this? Yo, it's a green drink. Okay. He'd say it like that. Okay. Like, something's wrong with me. I'm minding my business. I'm drinking my green drink. I'm not saying nothing about you and drinking a whole pig's side of a pig's ass. I'm not mentioning it. But something's wrong with me. I'm abnormal or I'm dumb. And he would do that every time I would say something he didn't understand. He'd be like, okay. You know. Now, he was in special ed. But, and I'm not indicting anyone in special ed because, you know, they tried to put me in special ed at one point. You know, idiots. Fools. So, you know, the thing is, It's an interesting commentary just on the psychological, you know, positioning and trajectory of a people who are always aimed in a direction where they're unwilling to listen or to hear anything that goes outside of or that exists outside of their circumference of what they currently know, as if they've accumulated all of the wisdom that already exists within the universe. Almost like how teenagers act. You know, they act like they just know everything. You just want to punch them in the side of their neck. Ugh. You know, it's like you don't know nothing. You barely know how to wash your genitals, you know, so or flush the toilet after yourself. You know what I mean? Coming in and all these treats still in the toilet. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You so smart, but you can't remember to flush the toilet. She typing again. Yep, she wrote okay. Good. Hopefully that's it, because I'm going to ignore her for the rest. Now I'm tired of her. But anyway, so yeah, that was just a little extra that was sent. So I figured let me add that on before I do my shutdown on her, which I'm going to wait. It probably won't. Well, maybe it'll be tomorrow because I told her tomorrow. But I have things to do. I got to go work with clients and I got readings to do. I got spiritual rituals to do. And then I have some travel that I have to do, of course, as usual. But, yeah, just wanted to add that little extra in. Again, this is Chief Yuya, and everyone be well. Peace.